Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about unwrapped insight. Focus somewhat on the gift of prophecy. Recognizing that, as God's Word says, that all prophecy is insight from God. That if it's true, if it's accurate, it's not made up by people, declared by man. It's insight from God that He's chosen to share through individuals, through His Spirit, through His Word. And so we're going to be talking and praying each weekday morning about a different aspect of this insight that we gain from God's Word, from all of it, from the prophecy of it, from the instruction of it, from the history of it. And so we're going to start this morning talking and praying about insight to understand God's laws. Psalm 119, verse 125, the psalmist writes and says, "I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes." The recognition that part of our nature is a desire to understand. We don't like the simple answers, because I said so. We want to understand why. It's true of children. It's true of adults. It's true of our relationship with one another. It's true of our relationship with God. And there are many times throughout Scripture that God explains. There are also times He doesn't. He simply says to be still and know that He is God. That He desires obedience rather than sacrifice. That if Jesus says, if we love Him, we'll simply do what He says. And so we recognize this gift of insight, the prophetic parts of God's Word, where He's revealing Himself in the present. He's revealing Himself in the future. Help us to understand His laws, His statutes, His commands. And as we gaze into God's Word, as we walk in step with His Spirit, we grow in this understanding. The prophets of old, just as Paul writes to the Romans and says that if God's given us a gift of prophecy, we should use it according to our faith. It's this proclamation of the truth of God, and faith is what declares it as if it's seen. Many times we think of prophecy of predicting the future. Many of the prophets of old would declare what God would be doing sometime in the future, sometimes in the near future, sometimes in the distant future, often in both. But it wasn't based on predictions. It was based on revelation from God to them of faith. That because God revealed it, He would do it. And so we think of the gift of prophecy in the church today, and it's not people that are somehow gifted with new knowledge or information. It's people that God has given the gift of insight to understand by faith what's coming. And the great news of this era that we live in is we have God's Spirit to help every one of us understand. Old Testament Israel did not. They were reliant on prophets, people who God had given this special insight to reveal Himself to the people. They were reliant on priests who God had set apart to come to Him on behalf of the people. And through Jesus, we have both of those so that we can not only come to God through Christ on our own, He comes to us through Christ, through His Spirit on our own. And the insight that we gain as God's Spirit helps us to understand His Word as we read and study and memorize. We hide His Word in our heart so that we might not sin against Him. It's the insight to know, not necessarily always know the why, but to know what we ought to do. The Bible makes it clear when we know what we ought to do and choose not to do it, it's sin. And obviously, I'm guessing you're listening to this broadcast, you're not wanting to deliberately sin. You're not wanting to inadvertently sin. And we can be thankful that God has poured into us this insight by His Spirit, by His Word, which helps us to understand not just the letter of the law, but the heart of the law, the intent of how it's designed to protect us, to shape us, to transform us, to teach us. And so we live in varying degrees of insight, but we live with the truth of God's Word, revealed by God's Spirit, made flesh in Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has chosen to reveal Yourself to us through Your Son Jesus, through Your Spirit that dwells within us, through Your Word that guides us, that instructs us, that convicts us, that lights our path. So God, today I pray specifically in this gift of prophecy, this insight, that we would recognize the things that You're choosing to reveal to us about today, about tomorrow, about eternity. And by faith, we would see those things as if we were actually able to touch them today. The insight into Your statutes, Your commands, Your laws would help us to walk in such a way that we are known by You and by those that observe us as obedient to God. And Father, not just the legalistic obedience that sometimes becomes easy because we measure it, but the heart obedience that has the insight into understanding the day-to-day practice of truth, of justice, of mercy. And so God, today, as we grow in this gift of insight, as we unwrap it, may we grow in this discernment, in this insight, in this understanding of your commands. And as we grow in our understanding, may we grow in our practice. And in all of it, may we continually lift up Jesus so that He would draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.